This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, a show we call What's on Your Mind for that very reason. We always want to know what's on your mind. Love your calls at 800-228-0550. Busy news day. The Department of Justice has now released the redacted Mueller report, as you heard earlier in the press conference from the Attorney General. Not much is redacted other than what is required by law to be redacted. And so they've done that, but the report is out, 400 pages, and everybody's pouring through it now and see what else they can find in this. Bottom line, as we know, the question of Russian collusion is a thing of the past. It's gone. It's in the rearview mirror. It's done. And obstruction of justice as well is set aside. The president expected to speak with some wounded warriors at an event at the White House. We're not clear if he's going to speak about this. If he does, we'll take it and bring it to you live. He leaves in a little while from the White House, and they expect that if he doesn't say something at this event, he will a little later on. And, of course, we'll have it for you right here so we can hear his reaction as well. I would imagine if he says anything with the Wounded Warriors event starting here shortly, that it'll be brief because he has these heroes behind him for this event. So I don't imagine he'll talk too long or take questions or anything like that. And they were all excited about this event yesterday at the White House when I was there, which they should be. I mean, that's what I love about this president. He just is tireless in his recognition of what veterans have done and our military, and it's certainly fun to see. There are other stories, of course, that are brewing about. One of them in our state that I'm very, very interested in and have talked at length about with our listeners. I was pleased to see yesterday some news out of the state Senate and Senator Rich Wardner coming up with an idea similar to what he told us that they would do, where they would take $50 million in a state commitment, put it over at the Bank of North Dakota. And some of that would come from the general fund, some of that would come from the legacy fund, but the proceeds for that would take care of the operation and maintenance of a Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Museum and Library at the entrance of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, first of its kind in the country, which would be pretty exciting. And to talk a little bit about that project today, Dr. Bruce Pitts joins us. He is the chair of the Library Foundation Board of Trustees. Dr. Pitts, nice to have you on the program. How are you today?
I'm very well, Scott. How are you?
Great. Well, thanks for joining us. Busy news day, so we're not going to get as long an opportunity to visit today as I'd like, but with so many news things happening, we're having to cut this short, but we're talking a lot about this. In fact, purposefully trying to, I guess, better understand this project. A lot of people think a library, $50 million for a library and a $150 million project, what in the world? So I want to start there with you to say, well, you know, this is much more than a library as we know it, is it not?
It is indeed. In fact, presidential libraries in general are part academic, part scholarly, but mostly places where people go to experience a president's life and legacy. And Theodore Roosevelt had a huge life and a huge legacy, and we look forward to doing this in North Dakota in a way that will attract people from around the world.
The $50 million... of the, for lack of a better term, state money. The governor proposed to come from the legacy fund, which was a pot of money that is funded by one-third of the oil tax being set aside, and then the earnings can be used many years later, this happened 10 years ago, for legacy projects, you know, long-term infrastructure projects, and this one seems to fit that perfectly. Some of that money goes to the general fund, that's why I was glad they're using some general fund money, because that's a way to take back some of the legacy fund dollars for projects like this. But talk about why you think, the public-private partnership is important here, Dr. Pitts. In other words, an investment from the state, investment from the federal government in the parks, private investment. Why do you see all three of those as being important to this project?
Well, it all works together. Obviously, the people from around the nation who are very interested in committing their reputations to this project—that means members of the Roosevelt family—and many of the people who have expressed a commitment to contribute dollars to this want to be sure that the state is quite serious about its intent to do something worthy of TR in western North Dakota. And so they're looking for a very strong signal that, that our state wants to do this here. And this is the sort of signal, what the Senate did yesterday was fabulous, and we hope that the House follows suit tomorrow, in sending a signal that will unlock $100 million in private investment just as a start in Western North Dakota to build this presidential library. That will be followed with further investments in Medora to increase the capacity for tourism there, as well as programs around the world that will emanate from this presidential library.
And that translates into more attention on North Dakota, more focus on North Dakota. Right?
Yeah, it's huge from a public relations perspective in terms of enhancing North Dakota's presence in the world and reputation in the world as one of the 14 states that has a presidential library. It'll be enormous from a perspective of tourism. And economically, it's going to be a boon to the state, especially as people link this presidential library with other places around our region that have parts of Roosevelt's legacy. I can envision a time when people will follow the TR Road around the West that will include Yellowstone, that will include the TR Presidential Library, places in Montana. So I think it's going to have many impacts on tourism, the economy, and certainly on North Dakota's reputation.
There are 45 presidents in our nation's history. Why only 14 presidential museum and library complexes?
Because it only started with Hoover. Before Hoover, Hoover was the first president that thought his papers ought to be kept in perpetuity for use by scholars and researchers and public policy people. And it was only his successor, Franklin Roosevelt, who finally enacted the legislation to keep presidential papers in perpetuity within the possession of the government. Prior to that time, papers were thought to be the property of the individual presidents, and TR was before that time. And his papers are scattered all over the globe. And so it makes it very difficult for anyone to follow trains of thought through letters and so forth. And frankly, this project started in Dickinson, North Dakota, where Dickinson State University has been digitizing all of Roosevelt's material over the past more than a decade to enable scholars and researchers and public policy wants to go to one place to find everything in one place that has to do with Theodore Roosevelt.
And this facility, this idea is going somewhere, right? It's a question of where, and North Dakota has an opportunity with, again, yes, tax dollars, but tax dollars dedicated for this purpose. And certainly the opportunity is narrow with a administration willing to look at projects like this for mixed use for the park. That's pretty unusual. And Teddy Roosevelt has a legacy of mixed use of our national parks. So that could be fulfilled by actually having it in the park, in the entrance to the park. But really, this could go anywhere. That's what we have at risk here if we don't find a way to get everybody on the same page, right?
Yeah, and I'm not at liberty to talk about everything that is in the works, but the Roosevelt family has been approached by two other states about putting this there if we don't do it. We sort of introduced the idea of putting a Roosevelt's presidential library at a national park, and of course he was an incredibly important influence in our national park system. So other states with national parks have said, well, if North Dakota doesn't do it, maybe we can do it here and tie it to our national park. And so there's interest in doing this. It's going to happen. And we've been working very hard to make sure that it happens here. And I'm so grateful to the governor and to the legislature for their interest in hard work on this.
And by the way, that would be the first of its kind ever to have, a presidential library at a park named for the president in the country. So there's a lot of really unique things here. We've had some of our listeners call and say, well, if there are, public money in this in any way, is admission going to be free? What have you decided exactly how you do that?
We don't. Again, we have a lot of work ahead of us in terms of how we recognize the contribution of the state on the one hand, and maintain the economics of the project on the other. Whether or not we have a membership system or whether it's free to North Dakota residents, that all has to be worked out. in terms of how we move going forward. But that is certainly on the table for discussion.
And by the way, I've been to about 8 or 9 of these facilities. The charge is normally in the $20 to $30 range, and I've never once complained. It was the best $20 or $30 I ever spent. So whatever it ends up being, I think it's well-meaning, but I guess you have to do that. One last quick question on Dickinson. I know that was at one time proposed to be at Dickinson State University. A lot of work done there. Moved to Medora because of the uniqueness of the park. Some people say there'd be more traffic if it was in Dickinson than Medora because of, winters. What do you say to that?
I think that that is probably a wash in terms of the absolute traffic. I think the park has having proximity to the park will certainly draw people to the park who otherwise would not have gone to Dickinson. So I think we're going to be in a good shape in terms of visitorship in Medora. But Dickinson is certainly going to benefit enormously.
Well, there has been a lot of good hard work by people that are doing this out of the goodness of their heart to see a legacy project in North Dakota. You're one of them, Dr. Bruce Pitts. We appreciate your time today, and thanks for telling us about the project. Dr. Bruce Pitts, Library Foundation Board of Trustees and Chair, talking about that Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library Museum. We're going to do more of that next week. More after
agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50, 60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lemoore counties in North Dakota, Clay, Norman, and Monoman counties in Minnesota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Watford City needs you. Teachers, you want to live in one great community? You're going to love Watford City. The schools are phenomenal. They really are. They are well-led, great leadership, great teachers, but the facilities are just, I mean, that high school with the football field and the lights and the backdrop, it's right out of, a movie. It's incredible. And elementary school, middle school, high school, they are looking right now with the student enrollment growth to hire teachers right now. So if you're interested in applying, and they have great benefits, competitive pay, the University of Mary is there. They're doing classes right there, so you get master's support as well. Watford-City.k12.nd.us. Check it out. They're hiring. Beautiful place to live. The good life. Watford City, North Dakota. Okay, where did our friend in Dickinson go there? While we're waiting for us to figure out, Darian Dickinson was next up. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Some news since our conversation on the Teddy Roosevelt Library, and that is the President of the United States did for the first time address this. Let's listen to that.
Oh, hang on just 1 second. Here we are.
And they're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction. There never was, by the way, and there never will be. And we do have to get to the bottom of these things, I will say. And this should never happen. I say this in front of my friends, wounded warriors, and I just call them warriors because we just shook hands and they look great. They look so good, so beautiful. But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's hoax. It should never happen to another president again.
Exactly right. And for that reason, I think he's right to fight for whoever is there, Republican, Democrat alike. Texter says, what an insult. A draft dodger speaking with real heroes. Well, real heroes are behind the president today, literally and figuratively. He is standing with a group of wounded warriors. You heard the applause in there. So I think the wounded warriors would think differently of the commander-in-chief. The hatred for this guy is just phenomenal, but it's been there for others as well. And I don't know if some people hated Barack Obama at this level. We didn't hear from
him. There'd be some reason those guys are willing to stand with the president, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know, I've said before, everyone, and I know a lot of guys in the guard around here, in the air guard.
They love him.
I mean, down in DL, they love him.
You bet they do. Because he's got their back.
Yep.
Same
exactly.
Thing with every forgotten American. There's no doubt about it. Jerry and Dickinson, your take on the Mueller report.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think the report's going to speak for itself, and both parties, of course, are going to nitpick pieces out of it and try to make their point. But my biggest concern is if there's going to be enough crow on the buffet for the mainstream media to eat.
What exactly is that on the menu, Jerry? That crow on the buffet. How would you describe that?
Well, I really can't. I guess.
Okay.
I was patient enough, just flipping through channels this morning, MSNBC, Fox, you know, NBC, and everything else. I was almost like Comedy Central, everybody hyping up what they think they're going to find in there and what they already know. But I'd be interested to see the way it plays out.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
it tastes like chicken.
Exactly right, and that's why when you're faced with the obvious, in your case, you're describing it well, Jerry, that they should eat crow. What do? You've got to save face. You've got to grasp at whatever. And so this is embarrassing to see. And you know what? I think a week or two in, the president gave a press conference at the White House where he just let anybody ask anything out of the jackals and the fake news media for 90 minutes. And I was exhausted by the end of it from watching it, because he was wearing them down. It didn't matter what came at him, he bat it back down. And I think that's the really, really important thing to realize about the service the president is doing to the American public in destroying the fake news media by exposing them. Right? He's just saying, look, you guys are a bunch of liars. And nobody in the past has ever fought back. So, I mean, you're right, they need to eat crow, but I think they have less and less credibility every day because of Donald Trump's relentless battle to expose them for the frauds they are. Do you agree with that, Jerry?
Absolutely. That's about all I had for you this morning. Thanks.
Well, I hope you have a better buffet than crow today, because you deserve it from your call. That's the crow buffet. There you go. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. I got to have a little more MSNBC. Can I have a little more MSNBC and just see what they're doing and paging through the report? They don't try CNN, but this is just, it's pure entertainment for me to hear them whine. I just love it. Kev, you got it? MSNBC? All right. Crow with Russian dressing, somebody suggests. Yeah, I like that. There's a joke about Russian dressing in the news somewhere.
Again,
okay, here we go. MSNBC
about a sitting president.
Julia Ainslie standing by outside DOJ. Julia, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Ryan Williams, Mr. Fake News himself.
Two other things I want to point out about how Mueller made his decision or lack thereof on obstruction. I mentioned that they consulted that Office of Legal Counsel opinion that says you can't indict a sitting president. But he even goes on to say, and apart from the Office of Legal Counsel's view, we recognize that a federal criminal accusation against a sitting president would place burdens on the president's capacity to govern and potentially preempt constitutional process for addressing presidential misconduct. So in other words, the fact he's the president is a factor here. There's another thing where they come down to their bottom line conclusions on obstruction, and I think this is really key here. It said, before we determined not to make a traditional prosecutorial judgment, we did not draw ultimate conclusions about the president's conduct. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that would need to be resolved if we were making a traditional prosecutorial judgment. So that begs the question to me, how do these need to be resolved? Do they need the Attorney General and the Justice Department to resolve these issues to figure out whether or not they could move forward with a charge on obstruction? Who left these unresolved?
Can I interject here with this blah, 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 blah person from MSNBC is saying, if you don't have a crime, how can you have obstruction? Don't you have to have a crime? I did something bad, and then I tried to cover it up. No crime, no obstruction. Okay? That's all they have. They're just grasping to that. Well, he didn't make a decision because it would have indicted the president. Look, it's over. It's done. Prosecute, yes. Prosecute, no. He said no. By saying, we're not making a decision, he said no. And then the attorney general made the decision. How about a little CNN? Are they crying really bad?
Then what the attorney general had laid out, and as he said, he wasn't trying to provide a cohesive explanation of the entire report, but it does appear, at least based on our initial review, that the special counsel's office thought the fact that you couldn't indict a sitting president and the president couldn't therefore go to trial and defend himself meant something here.
It didn't. Sorry, Laura, she's saying it didn't. MSNBC is saying it did, right? If I heard that right. And it sounded to me like when asked about this at the press conference, the Attorney General Barr was saying it wasn't a factor. So I don't know. But who cares? Who cares? For the following reason. What was the crime? No collusion.
CNN's graphic says, unable to conclude that no criminal conduct occurred. We couldn't.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Prosecute, yes. Prosecute, no. The answer is no. Nothing here. So witch hunt. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The long-awaited report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller on the Russia investigation is going public at this hour, but Attorney General Bill Barr held a news conference about it before it was released, saying that it shows Russia did interfere in the 2016 election, but acted without any help from the West and without any collusion with the Trump campaign team. And on the subject of possible obstruction by President Trump?
The evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Barr confirms the White House got early access to the redacted final report, the president tweeting a short time ago, "Game over."
192,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 5,000 fewer than the week before, and the fewest since September of 1969. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while.
Todd knows what's coming.
But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight.
We're not going to play CNN or MSNBC anymore because this is all you're getting right here. You don't need us to dip into MSNBC and CNN to know that they are. Yeah. Right, exactly. That's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, they're crying, they're crying, they're crying, they're crying. I have an idea on how they could stop crying. They could run over to Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats today and buy some country-style sausage or some summer sausage or some jerky or how about North Dakota ribeyes? Ooh, is that any good? You literally cannot find North Dakota-raised steaks and hamburgers with the kind of quality they have. Local dry-aged beef anywhere else in Bismarck, Maine. Say you heard it on the show, get a discount. 625 South Washington Street, and if you're passing through, this is Mark Mandan, and it's worth a little diversion to 625 South Washington Street. Right by Runnings, Dan's Supermarket, same side of the street. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Rudy Giuliani's on Fox. Let's pick that up. Trump's personal attorney.
In the investigation. So now you're talking about a purely theoretical crime. And I think as a practical matter, in most United States attorney's office, they've left this kind of thing out of court. Because these people had a bias, strong one, and because they used a standard of proof, I mean, it's an amazing standard of proof, can't conclusively determine he did not commit obstruction of justice. I don't know. But I've been practicing law a long time. I don't know how you prove a negative.
Rudy, isn't that him trying to get in the mind of the president, trying to figure out intent? I mean, ultimately, that's pretty much what was decided.
No,
here.
But you do.
And Bill Barr said there was no intent, and maybe Bob Mueller or others on his team argued otherwise.
Oh, I don't think Bob Mueller. I actually don't think Bob Mueller disagrees with this decision. I think it's some of the more out of control members of his staff who had this very extended definition of obstruction, and they have a history of this. There are two cases in the Supreme Court that one of his prime prosecutors kind of engineered. Both of them ended up with a unanimous decision, pretty close to unanimous decision, throwing the case out for a totally bogus reading of conspiracy to defraud. So they were extending a crime that doesn't apply. The attorney general is a good lawyer. He applied the classic definition of obstruction. And you can torture it all you want, but it's not there. And from now on, I think prosecutors should return to, you got to determine whether there's a case to be brought against the person. You don't look for, can I exonerate him? The minute you start trying to exonerate somebody, you can investigate forever.
And if Rudy Giuliani is one smart guy. He really is. I mean, you could not like Rudy Giuliani and recognize there's a lot of knowledge there as a former attorney, prosecuting attorney in Southern District of New York and worked in the Attorney General's office in Reagan, I think, and Justice Department somewhere. I mean, he's just got impeccable credentials, and the president was smart to hire him as a personal lawyer. Explains it very well. Again, I come back to that idea that there is no original crime. So how can there be even a discussion of obstruction? And meanwhile, in that, as he says, the bias that they had has them inventing a standard of proof. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. One thing in the report, by the way, this is a sort of an obvious, but CNN is breaking news with this today because they think it's big. Mueller report says investigation could not conclude that Trump obstructed justice, but the Congress still has the ability to do so. Read the report. Well, duh. Congress can do anything it wants. It's a different standard in the Congress. Here's my theory on what Congress will do. Make a lot of noise. Claim to be thinking about doing this, but not do it. They're not going to go to impeachment proceedings, for one, obviously the Senate in Republican hands. And two words why that won't happen. Bill Clinton reelected 1996. That's why. They know. They'll be fatigued. People are done with it. They've had enough. They've had enough. What's your take on all this? 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Paul Alinsky, alive and well in that Democratic liberal left. Haters, Trump haters, America haters, Constitution, law haters. Saul Alinsky, alive and well. Attack anyone associated with President Trump. Attack anyone associated with the rule of law. Attack anyone that stands up for the Constitution. Attack anyone that stands up for the truth and the love of America and the greatest president ever. Saul Alinsky, alive and well with the Democrats. But soon, soon, it will be dead. Because now, it's our turn to investigate you. Paper play media. Coup d'etat media, coup d'etat Obama, Hillary, Brennan, Comey, et al. Now, it's our turn.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the passion you bring to that
attack
comment. Yeah, she's, well, that's what they're doing. She's exactly 100% right. There's no doubt about it. 258-0550. Local number, 800-228-0550. I should get to some text here, too. Got a bunch of them in. Scott, please, please, please find Rachel Maddow and find out what trash she can talk about today. Okay, here we have Rachel Maddow. Here's what she's saying. Just listen.
Oh, man. That is so priceless.
I can't quite understand. It sounds a lot like Charlie Brown's teacher, but I haven't got it.
Yeah.
I didn't quite pick it all up there, so I don't know.
Her
exactly.
Second point was.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I hope that helps you. We're happy to serve here. It's so sad that the Democrats hate our great president. It's another texter. Because he actually cares about America and the people who have a green card, and they have sold us out. It's so sad the Democrats hate our president because he actually cares about America. Maybe they mean to say, and not the people, and the people who have a green card. In other words, here legally, right? They've sold us out. All right, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Texter says, this veteran would not stand with the draft dodger in chief. Well, I understand there's going to be people that disagree. It's America. You see, that's the great thing. You cannot. But the idea that it's an insult, that a quote-unquote draft dodger speaking with real heroes, I mean, Trump was at a military academy. It wasn't like he was anti-military, but obviously he had whatever he had, bones for his. I don't know. It's just very easy to say now. Oh yeah, yeah. Bill Clinton, same thing. But these same people that think Trump's a scumbag love Bill Clinton. So you never quite can figure out what where they're going. Texter says President Trump may not have been in the military, but I think he's making up for it by serving his country the way he did, by making America great.
There you go.
Good point. Good point. Somebody wants crow with Russian dressing. I think I said that already. Yes, crow with Russian dressing.
Tasty.
And
tastes like chicken.
And somebody also said, wouldn't it be kofu for that crowd? Kofu.
True. That's a good point.
Because they're generally not meat lovers. We're meat lovers here. Meat is numero uno, number one. Everything else is, a side dish. Meat, the real deal. I made the huge mistake yesterday walking into the White House. Snapped a quick photo with the sun shining on the White House. It was just beautiful. About 6:45 yesterday morning, going to get set up for our broadcast from the White House yesterday. Snapped a photo and just said, you know, this never gets old. And it doesn't, folks. I've never gone to that White House, Republican, Democratic administrations, I don't care what, where you don't just have a lump in your throat when you think about Lincoln taking visitors there. When you think about, you know, what has occurred inside those walls, it's phenomenal. And the angle of the shot I took had the residence, I think they call it the yellow room up in the residence, the photo pretty clear, all the lights are on. So I said, I think I'm going to go find the president and have an English muffin with him. I was thinking that was kind of a presidential breakfast. How much grief do you think I got about that, saying I was going to go have a English muffin with a president? But people say, what about steak and eggs? Come on, you're from North Dakota. Steak, beef.
Yeah.
So, bacon. And they were 100% right. They're 100% right.
No tea and biscuits, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring on the beef.
Exactly right.
Crumpets.
Texas says, I had to go listen to you guys after the press conference. We thank you for that. We appreciate that you tuned in to get a little analysis. We welcome yours, too. Last chance to get your calls in here. I'm going through the text because I've been slow to get to these today. 258-0550. Back to the calls in a minute. 800-228-0550. On this or anything, by the way, we got a few minutes left, so whatever is on your mind, let me know. So these legislators are going to violate the North Dakota Constitution to get this library. I don't think they're violating the Constitution. Well, I know they're not violating the Constitution. It wouldn't pass, wouldn't happen. And if it did, then somebody would sue to say you're violating the Constitution. How you think that's violating the Constitution, I don't know. I assume you're going to say because there's state money in the project. Well, there'll be federal money, too, and private money. And so Governor Burgum came up with an idea that said, we understand, private donors, that you'd like to see some commitment from the state. How about it, you know, you match us 2-1. We'll do $50 million and you do $100 million. So you take $50 and turn it into $150 million. Let me just ask any critic to step back for a minute and ask yourself if you'd take this deal. If I give you $50, will you give me $150? Yeah, sign me up. So that's a pretty good deal, financially speaking, from the standpoint of negotiating a deal, isn't it? I'll put in $1, you put in $2. And then the federal government puts their share in. Now, where did the $50 million come from? What the governor proposed is that it come from the legacy fund. What is the legacy fund? Legacy fund is one-third of oil taxes set aside for the last 10 years that now go into this pot that's now $8 or $9 billion, ridiculous amount of money. The interest alone is going to be $2 billion at the end of next biennium. The interest on the money, okay? So when I voted for that, when I sat on the committee that helped that conversation, and voters ultimately decided, the reason it was called Legacy Project was to leave a legacy, to make sure we don't spend all the money, number one. And number two, when we do on the earnings, we spend it on infrastructure, things that will last beyond time, unique things. So it's hardly against the Constitution. I just don't get that. Appreciate the call, though, or the tax. Chris in Hannaford's on the call. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
Hello.
Well, I have been hearing a lot about this whole abortion topic and how it's becoming such a big issue, but I just went in and got a vasectomy at the hospital in Jamestown, and they literally had to get my wife's approval in order for me to get the vasectomy. And I asked the doctor, I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. He said, we won't allow you to get a vasectomy unless your wife approves of it. So not only do women have to control their own bodies, but now they're responsible for their husband's body.
Interesting. I did not know that, Chris. Thanks for sharing. More after this.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, you know, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder, the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vin's talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months, or the 12 months no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake 2, online at hotspringnd.com, hotspringnd.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's in Your Mind is powered by SchwanBuickGMC.com. We're past the heated steering wheel season and getting into the cooled seats season as we start getting into the 70s in many places tomorrow. What are you going to do when the sun's been beaming down on your ride for hours and hours? Get that taken care of. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Paula, near Buffalo, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind on this momentous news day. Go ahead.
Well, I am sorry. I didn't want to talk about the Russian collusion thing. We've been hearing about it for so long that I just want to just get over it. You know what I mean?
I'm with you 100%. I hear you.
But what I did want to talk about was this Julian Assange, or whatever his name is, from WikiLeaks, that they just took five guys to drag him out of his apartment or whatever in some foreign country. And I still don't understand why Are they wanting to get rid of this guy? Why are they?
Well, I mean, I think that some of the things we're going to learn from Julian Assange eventually are going to confirm a lot of the things that connect to this whole ordeal of the Obama administration, the Hillary campaign, beginning this whole endeavor to take Donald Trump down before he was even president. I mean, they feared him, okay? And again, it's because he's not of the swamp. Some Republicans they can tolerate. So I believe there's valuable information in it. But how he got it and how he released it is not something you can tolerate in the United States of America. You think somebody's taking, you know, secret information, classified information, and then leaking it, you understand why he's going to be a target. So I get that. On the other hand, I think his conversations with Sean Hannity on the Fox News channel have been very revealing, to his motivations. But he still broke the law, and so he's gonna have to face the music in that regard.
Okay, well, I can understand that, but I mean to say, I mean they hunted this guy down even more so than they did Osama bin Laden. But they didn't shoot him. But it just seemed to me like.
Yeah, I think it's connected to Brexit too. I think there's a lot of things there. The timing was not coincidental and all that. I don't think.
Okay.
I don't. But it's one to keep watching, Paula, for sure. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's see here. 2580550. Get one more maybe, and let's go to that one.
Rudy Giuliani used to be mayor of New York City, and I'm here to tell you. He went through that town. He straightened out the NYPD. There was a lot of guys that cashed in their papers because they were bent, and there is nothing worse than a dirty cop. And he went through that department, and a lot of guys went. He sent a lot of guys packing. He also cleaned out Times Square. He got rid of the three-card Monte players and the prostitutes and the massage parlors. He made Times Square a place that was safe to walk through at night. And he really cleaned up New York City. And as an attorney, believe me, if I needed somebody to have my back, I'd want Mr. Giuliani to do it. Because this guy gives new meaning to the word honest and forthright. This guy can do it. And I think President Trump really needs to have people like him where integrity is the first thing. Is the first word right after their name.
And they, of course, just disdain him. I mean, he's on Fox right now doing a great job of knocking down all the stuff that MSNBC and CNN and all the rest are saying. Let's pick up a little bit more of this before we wrap today.
Dirt on Hillary could start this gigantic investigation, could allow the Justice Department, the Department of Justice to put under investigation a presidential candidate of a major party, not warn him about it or tell him that maybe he's being invaded or intruded. Since the electronic surveillance was obtained with an affidavit that has several serious perjurious statements, including not describing the Steele affidavit correctly, or Steele dossier correctly, those warrants are illegal. They were obtained under false pretenses with false statements.
See, these are the things you don't hear in any of the rest of the media. You don't hear that. How did this start? What's behind it? How'd they get that? So that's why I agree with that caller. Rudy's doing a good job. We thank our fine sponsors on the program. They make us go. The folks at High Plains Apache are gearing up. It'll be soon, folks. Another growing season. And when you spray as much as you do, you got to get the support from the folks that really know the game. And really nobody knows the spray game like the guys at High Plains Apache. They have 2019 models in right now. New look, new features, financing and leasing available on the sprayers. Use sprayers, too, if you're looking for a sprayer there. Manned in. Call them at 663-2375. Stop and see them south of Fargo and Frontier. Exit 60 off I-29. Holy Thursday today, and I want to leave you with this. Fulton Sheen was a television icon for many, many years, educating people on just all kinds of wonderful issues based on faith. The cardinal, eventually, in the Catholic Church. But he has a book called The Wartime Prayer Book, and it's for soldiers in harm's way. I was reading it on the way back under the title of Clearing Away the Debris, Reasons to Believe in God. And he answered the question some people bring up to say, there is no God. The world is only a machine. Here was his answer. Did you ever know a machine without a designer? Did you ever know a designer without intelligence? Did you ever see a shadow that was not caused by light? Have you ever read a book that was not first in the mind of the author? Then you have seen a world without God. Remember the wise words of the soldier at the time. There are no atheists in foxholes.
Amen.
So true. A blessed Holy Week to you. Good Friday edition of the program tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Good day, folks. Matt the Pizza Guy with Pizza Corner Pizza here. Warmer temps mean new life. As flowers are blooming and birds are singing, Easter must be coming. So that means you need to hop into your local grocery store and take advantage of the excellent deals on Pizza Corner Pizzas. Hey, there's no hunt involved. Simply find Pizza Corner Pizzas in the frozen section of your favorite grocery or C-store. Peeps are good, chocolate is a must, and jelly beans are a no-brainer. But don't forget to fill your basket with Pizza Corner Pizzas as well. Treat yourself and your family this Easter to a delicious Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new looks and great taste.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.